On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 27, Tshwane 25, Pretoria 26 degrees. Police in Limpopo have opened an inquest into the death of a six-year-old girl found in a pit toilet in Vasani section. The child went missing while playing. Community members later found her body in a nearby pit toilet. Police say she was rushed to a local clinic but was declared dead on arrival. Staying in Limpopo, when two men have been arrested following the sexual assault of a teenage girl in the Pofani village. The incident occurred a week ago. Here's the police's Malisela Ladwaba.
Two suspects, after the ordeal, immediately fled the scene on foot. The incident was immediately reported to the local police station, who opened a rape case that was transferred to Makado FCS unit. They are expected to appear before Shitali Magistrate Court on Monday, 5th January 2026, facing a charge of rape.
In other news, the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport says it's recorded significant law enforcement outcomes during festive season operations across Tshwane, Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. Officers arrested 88 motorists, impounded 110 vehicles and discontinued 410 vehicles. The department spokesperson Lesiba Mpia says Johannesburg alone recorded 2,825 e-force infringements.
In our public transport crackdown, officers found 498 minibuses operating without valid license discs, 629 drivers without valid driving licenses, and discontinued 358 minibuses for critical defects.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta warns soaring private school fees are threatening access to quality education. He says some schools now charge more than 400,000 rand per learner per year. Makaneta urges increases far above inflation strain families.
Education should be a public good and a cornerstone of social and economic development. And once excessive fees are charged, there is a risk of deepening inequality in society. There is an urgent need to be more transparent regarding how schools charge their fees.
On to news making international headlines. Global oil markets may shrug off recent geopolitical turmoil. This following the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, with crude prices staying relatively stable despite the crisis. Analysts, however, say Venezuela's current output makes up a small share of global supply. And we end off in Japan, where a tea leaf spill caused a deadly multiple vehicle crash. Tea leaves split from a truck and caused a major crash that killed one person and injured three others. The leaves scattered along a roughly 500 meter stretch of road and caused more than 10 vehicles to skid and crash. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
Talk about not your cup of tea. Thank you very much, Chantal. We'll catch up with you in an hour from now. Music on the way from Ariana Grande, some Tevin Gamble, and we'll kick off this hour with Charlie Puth.